Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak will face court today after being arrested again in relation to the multi-billion dollar looting of a state investment fund. Malaysia's anti-corruption agency made this arrest yesterday, announcing the former PM will face further charges today. Najib Razak has been accused of pocketing about $700 million from the government's one MDB fund, which he set up when he was Prime Minister. The former leader has denied any wrongdoing. Jahabar Sadiq is editor of the news website Malaysian Insight, who's been closely following this case. He joins us from Kuala Lumpur. Jahabar Sadiq, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Najib Razak was first arrested in July in relation to the corruption scandal. Back then, he pleaded not guilty. He was granted bail. So why has he been arrested again now?
It's a completely different set of charges. This now relates to $700 million USD that flowed into his accounts in 2012-2013. And so it's nothing to do with the previous case, which was money which was taken from a local fund. So this is a much bigger amount. He had claimed that it was a donation from the Arabs, but it has apparently been disproven.
Okay, so this is about the one MDB fund. This is about the billion-dollar event that actually went missing. So when, we remember those scenes when Najib Razak's house was raided soon after the election, and all this money was brought out and all these jewels and everything like that. But this is a separate investigation. Is that right?
This is completely separate, that's right.
So the anti-graft agency in Malaysia says he'll face more charges. Do you have any details of what those charges might be?
Well, all we know is related to the nearly $700 million that flowed into his accounts. He had claimed it was money from the Arabs for various reasons, fighting terrorism. It was a political donation because they wanted to keep this government in Malaysia. Then recently he claimed it was a contingency fund to fight the opposition in the last elections, in the 2013 elections, really. So been many reasons over the years for this amount of money. He also claimed that he returned a fair amount of money to the Arabs through a bank in Singapore. But that bank, Tanor Bank, has now been suspended, and apparently was being used to channel funds from one MDB to his account.
Okay, so this notion that the money in his account, which he says came from donations from Saudi Arabia, most of which he returned, doesn't really explain why he accepted that in the first case and why there was money in his own private account from the Saudis. Wouldn't the people of Malaysia think that was questionable anyway?
People always question, why was the money in his private account? Did he declare it? Was it a donation? Political donations accepted in Malaysia? We don't have no such laws in Malaysia, so it's been very much in a very shadowy kind of money being sent through to Malaysia for whatever reasons. And of course, it brings a question of foreign influence in Malaysian politics. But obviously, he at that point in time, he just explained it away and his party accepted it. No one and everybody else was just so suspicious of him. And I think that's one reason why his government lost in the last election.
It's an enormous fall from grace, obviously, for the former Prime Minister. But, Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim was locked up for many years. Do you think a court would have any hesitation in sentencing a former Prime Minister to prison?
No, not at all. I think the mood in the country is the outrage from gaming the entire system. And in the court of public opinion, of course, most people think Najib Razak is already guilty. And so when he goes to court this afternoon, he will be celebrating as much as he celebrated on May 9th when they threw out his government.
Jahabar Sadiq, thank you very much for joining us.
Bye.
Jahabar Sadiq is editor of the news website Malaysian Insight.